Chapter 4. I woke around 9 p.m. when Sheila was sent to bed. She came into the room and looked toward me. I kept my eyes closed and pretended to be asleep until I heard her start moving around again. I opened my eyes then to see what she was doing and saw she was undressing for bed. Seeing a chance for a little revenge, I waited until she was down to just her panties before saying quietly, "I see London, I see France." "Hey." Sheila jumped into her bed and hid herself under the covers. "I'll tell," she threatened. "What are they gonna do?" I asked. "I'm just a baby girl who happened to wake up. You'll probably get spanked for waking me up." Sheila's mouth dropped open and she was about to retort, but then she seemed to realize I was right and accepted it. "Can't I even have some privacy?" she asked. "You sure weren't worried about my privacy earlier," I said, still a bit annoyed. "What privacy? You're a baby." Sheila looked at me for a minute. "It wasn't me who gave you that punishment. And besides, who was it that put on a diaper and wet it in the first place?" I blushed and was happy she wouldn't notice in the dark. "Why did you do that anyway?" she went on. I shrugged. "I dunno. I just wanted to try it and see what it felt like, I guess." Sheila's eyes widened, and she grabbed her pillow to muffle her giggles. After she got herself under control, she looked at me with her head cocked to one side with an almost coy look. "Well," she asked, "how does it feel? Do you like it?" I blushed even more and, unable to answer, simply nodded my head. This brought more high-pitched giggling from Sheila into her pillow. I shut my eyes quickly as my aunt appeared in the doorway. "Sheila, settle down in here," she said. She was quiet for a minute, and I felt her looking at me. "You better not wake up the baby," she warned Sheila. "If you do, you'll get a spanking." Sheila quickly stopped her giggling and lay down. My aunt left, and Sheila stayed quiet. Presently, I heard her breathing slow and deepen. I was still awake a few minutes later when Misty was sent to bed. Misty looked at her sister and quickly ascertained that she was asleep. Then she tiptoed over to my crib. I opened my eyes. "You're still awake?" she whispered. "I slept a little, then Sheila woke me up," I admitted. Misty rolled her eyes. "She was supposed to be quiet so she wouldn't wake you up," she whispered apologetically. "You should have cried or something. That would have got her a spanking. After all the teasing she has done to you, she deserves a good hard spanking. And have her tell the whole neighborhood how she got to give me my bath?" I pointed out. "No, thank you." Misty shook her head. "I wouldn't let her do that," she promised. She stepped back from the crib and started to pull her shirt up. I closed my eyes, then even turned around in the crib. I wanted her to know I appreciated the way she was treating me. After a minute, she said, "You can turn back around now." When I did, she was wearing a short dorm shirt. It almost covered the tops of her thighs. "That was sweet of you to turn around," she said. "Thank you." "It's 'cause you are nice to me," I told her. "How come you don't tease me like the other girls do?" "You forget who those diapers belong to," she replied. "I know how embarrassing it can be to be put into a diaper. It's only been 2 summers since I've been out of them myself." She climbed into bed with Sheila. "And that crib was mine then too," she confessed. The idea of Misty wearing diapers and sleeping in the crib flashed into my mind, and my hormones picked up. Then I realized she was my cousin, and I really shouldn't be thinking about her like that, so I let the idea pass out of my mind. Soon I fell back asleep.